亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
Today I'm offering you a defense of God's love.
今天我们要把神爱我们的方式来跟大家证道。
I'm following the logic of the scripture in Romans chapter 5, verse 8 to 10. Please allow me to read this for you. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死了，神的爱就此向我们显明了。
Since therefore we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God.
第九节，现在我们既靠着他的血称义，就更要靠着他免去神的愤怒。
For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life.
因为我们做仇敌的时候且借着儿子的死得与神和好，既已和好，就更要因他的身得救了。
Now we are living in a world that is very good at rhetoric of love.
我们活在一个世界上，常常用口语说爱。
But we do not really understand what love is about.
我们常常却不知道爱是什么。
And we are very suspicious about people who speak of love.
我们常常怀疑人说我爱我爱。
And there is no other word like the word love that has been have such a heavily misused and abused.
世上也没有一个字像爱这个字被这样的混淆的使用。
And you know the politicians speak of their love for the country.
你知道政治家说他爱这个国家。
They also talk about the love of you, the people of the country.
他也说他爱他的人民。
And we are not sure about it, right?
我们却不确定。
Well, my parents control my behaviors in the name of love.
我的父母以爱来控制我的行为。
And I pamper my parents with the language of love as well.
我也同样用爱这个字来安抚我的父母。
The husband tells the wife how much he loved her and then asks for things for return.
丈夫跟妻子说我爱你，然后就说我要这些这些这些。
By the way, I'm married.
因为我已经结了婚，我知道。
And the wife tells the husband how much she loved him and then complains him because his weakness.
而这妻子的也告诉丈夫她多么爱丈夫，但是却抱怨丈夫的软弱。
I have a classmate in college who traveled to Australia once.
我有个同学，他在旅行到澳洲的时候。
Well, he's a very friendly and sweet guy.
他是一个非常友善而且很好的一个人。
And in the airport's restroom,
在机场的厕所里，
a man who had never met him,
有一个人从来没见过他，
came to him and looked into his eyes through the mirror.And said, I love you.
我告诉他说我爱你。
He was totally dismayed.
他觉得十分彷徨。
We are living a world that is so good at the language of love.
我们住在一个世界上常常用话语说爱。
And you are not alone when you speak to someone who you know is probably the person loving you most.
也许你常常对那最爱你的人说
，saying you do not love me，
你不爱我。
You do not love me，
你不爱我。
We constantly doubt our marriage partner's love of us。
我们也常常怀疑我们的配偶是不是真的爱我。
We are not so wrong because in such close relationship, we can observe all day long the incapability of love in this person in our marriage。
其实，在日常生活上，我们天天。
We sometimes question our parents whether they truly love us. And at the same time, we are so eager for love that we are like a love monster.
Why so?
Have you ever heard about cookie monster?
你们曾经过 饼干的怪物吗？
What does he do?
他做什么呢？
He eats cookies.
他就吃饼干。
He do nothing but eat cookies.
他不停地吃饼干。
So what is the love monster?
那爱的怪物是什么呢？
Love me.
爱我。
Love me.
爱我。
Love me.
爱我。
That is the love monster.
那就是爱的怪兽。
After all, we do not love others that much.
其实我们不爱别人。
And that's exactly what makes us so hard to believe there is true love in this world.
就是因为这样使我们常常难以相信什么是真爱。
And that's what makes us so hunger for others' love for us.
也使我们又饥又渴为别人的爱又饥又渴。
So, you know what? I'm not afraid of using the language of love again.
我不再怕用这个爱的言语。
For I'm not going to say much about the frail, superficial and conditional love of my own.
我现在不要谈的是那脆弱表面的而且又是有条件的。
For I'm not going to say much about myself. I'm going to say a lot about God's unconditional love.
我现在不说我的爱，我将说的是神的爱。
So let me make my first argument.
让我第一个用第一个方式跟你们分析。
Let's think about the gospel.
让我们从圣经的角度，福音的角度来想。
The gospel is the good news about the way of reconciliation between God and man.
福音就是人跟神和好的一个方式。
The idea of reconciliation must presuppose the existence of a broken relationship.
既然要和好，我们必须知道这中间的关系已经破裂了。
This broken relationship can be explained in two folds.
这破裂的关系可以用两个方式，两个层面来解释。
One, there is enmity.
一方面是敌对。
Two, there is separation.
另一方面是分开。
The enmity happens on two sides.
敌对也在两双方。
Between two counterparts.
在两个双方面。
On this side stands God, and on the other side stands man.
一边站着的是神，另外一边是人。
Man is hostile against God because man does not want God to be his God.
人以神为敌，因为人不需要神做他的神。
In the fall, man becomes so hostile against God.
在人堕落以后，人确实很与神相当的敌对。
This very hostility in our nature is exactly why man is called sinner.
这样的敌对，使我们成了罪人。
Because we want to be God's enemy and rebel against Him.
我们成了神的敌人，我们要背叛神。
Likewise, God was hostile against man.
同样的，神也对我们有敌意。
Because man without God lives in all sorts of thoughts and lives that God definitely hates and condemns.
人没有神的时候，人活在一个没有神而且污秽神憎恶的思潮中。
God is the holy God and the righteous God.
神是圣洁的，是公义的。
He can never tolerate unholy things staying in the world he has created without condemning it.
神无法忍受那不圣洁的，尤其是在他所造的世界里。
So God and man stand in enmity with each other.
因此神与人彼此为敌。
And so God and man are separated from each other.Man was created as a dependent creature upon God.
人被造的时候是依靠神的。
When man is separated from God, his maker, he is separated from life that God has created for man.
当人跟神分开的时候，神真正的就跟生命断绝了。
And the end of this separation is death.
这最终的断绝就是死亡。
So the gospel is the good news about reconciliation between God and man.
圣经福音就是神与人和好的。
The reconciliation is to terminate the enmity and the separation.
和好就是为了除掉我们与神隔绝的敌意。
How can man being sinful and rebellious be reconciled with a holy and angry God?
人既是那么有 罪的，而且与神为敌的，怎么能跟神和好呢？
How can we possibly put down the enmity with each other and love each other?
我们如何放下我们的敌意而彼此相爱呢？
The answer is, it is indeed impossible for man to give up his enmity against God.
其实人是没办法免去对神的敌意。
But it's absolutely possible for God to give his enmity against man as long as his holiness and justice are completely satisfied.
但是却是全然 可能的让神放弃对人的敌意，只要他的圣洁和他的公义不受障碍。
God must do this on his own.
神必须照自己来成就这件事。
That is to say, God must take the initiative to remove the enmity on his part and send invitation of love to man. Inviting man to reconcile with himself. This is what Romans chapter 5 verse 8 means. But God knows his love, God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死了，神的爱就此向我们显明了。
This verse evinces that the work of reconciliation was performed while we were still hostile against God.
这节圣经告诉我们，当我们仍旧是做罪人的时候，神把他的爱给了我。
God did not come to reconcile with us when we are seeking to reconcile with him.
神并没有在我们寻求他的时候跟我们和好。
God came to reconcile with us while we hate him.
神与我们和好是当我们还做罪人的时候，更恶的时候。
While we avoid him.
还我们逃避他。
While we dislike him.
我们不喜欢神。
And while we ignore him.
我们忽略神的时候。
In other words, it is God who wanted to reconcile with us more than we who wanted to reconcile with God.
换句话说，神渴慕与我们和好，比我们渴慕与神和好。
The work of reconciliation is completely God's own initiative.
神与人和好完全出于神。
With nothing to do with the will of men.
跟我们其实我们的行为毫无相关。
In order to do so, God chose the most effective and yet the most costly method.
为了成就与人和好，神选择了那最重的代价。
He sent his own son Jesus Christ to die on the cross on the sinner's behalf.
他把耶稣基督送上了十字架，为人的罪受死。
The blood of Jesus was so noble, so precious, so valuable, and so pure.
耶稣基督的宝血是这样的高贵，这样珍贵，这样圣洁。
And only through this blood can the sinner's sin be perfectly washed away.
只有借着耶稣基督的宝血，人的罪才能够免去。
In order to reconcile with man, God chose an absolute, sacrificial, and unconditional love to remove his own enmity with man.
为了拯救人类，神选了那最高的牺牲，为了是拯救我们。
To save man from his own righteous judgment and his own holy wrath.
使人免去神公义的愤怒，使人免去神公义的审判。
So that God and man can no longer be separated from each other.
因此神人不再隔绝了。
This is what Romans chapter 5 verse 9 means.
这是罗马书第五章第九节说的。
Since therefore we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God.
现在我们既然借着他的血称义，就更要借着他免去神的愤怒。
As a result,we are reconciled with God even when we had not known anything about it. Because of Jesus who died for our sins on the cross, God is able to come close to us with love. Instead of leaving us alone with curse. Because of Jesus, God had lavished his love upon us, even when we are still hostile against him. Could anyone read Romans chapter 5, 8 together with me one more time?
我们一起读罗马书第五章第八节好吗？唯有基督在我们做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就此向我们显明了。
This is how God proves his love for us.
这一句圣经是神怎样证明他爱我们。
When you have doubts about God's love, this is the answer.
当你怀疑神的爱的时候，请你回到这一节圣经。
And now let's try to imagine an illustration together.
现在让我们试想，一起分享。
我们一起想象。
想象神的爱。
Who in this room has never had experienced a broken relationship?
我们当中有没有谁从来没有断过、有破裂的关系的人？
I'm sure I experience a lot because I break a lot.
我相信我有很多破裂的关系，因为我自己就使人关系破裂。
Who among you had never fought with somebody that is truly important to you?
你们当中有没有人从来没有跟你所爱的人争吵过呢？
Who had never experienced the kind of unbearable anger mixed with unsettled anxiety or depression?
有没有人从来没有经历过那无法忍受的愤怒，甚而至于里面掺杂了各样的焦虑和甚而至于是沮丧
？Toward a person you both hate and depend upon，
你对那个你又要依靠又要又恨的人。
Let's work out this illustration together。
让我们想象一起把这个事情解析。
Imagine。
想象。
What does it take for you to have reconciliation with that person?
你要用什么的方式可以跟这个人和解呢？
Knowing that person is probably also very angry with you.
知道那个人对你怀了恨。
Can you take the initiative to reach that person?
你会主动的去跟他和好吗？
And suffer the pain.
而且承担那痛苦。
That person has caused you.
那个人是造成你痛苦的原因。
And even pay extra cost to accommodate all the weaknesses of that person.
甚至愿意付更多的代价，为的是与那人和好吗？
Just for the purpose of reconciling with that person.
为的是与人和好。
Let everyone give the imaginative answer in your heart.
那你们自己把你想到的答案放在心里。
What makes reconciliation so hard?
为什么和解是这么难呢？
Is it because of our pride, not able to admit our own faults?
是因为我们的骄傲，不愿意放下吗？
Or is it because of fairness, asking our counterparts to admit their own faults?
还是要求对方负他当负的责任？
Or is it because of sense of justice, thinking of ourselves only the victim, not the criminal?
或者是为了公义，因为我们是受害者呢？
Or is it because that our love is profoundly conditional?
还是我们的爱是条件性的呢？
We need others to be good to us because, so that we can love them.
我们需要对方对我好，我才对你好，才能爱你。
And you know, when you realize somebody is bitter against you,
and 当你注意到另外一个人心怀苦毒的时候
，you conclude that that person must not love you.
你就结论了那个人不爱我。
If that person loves me, he or she should forgive me.
如果他爱我，他就饶恕我。
Well, come on, you do not love that person as well.
其实你也不爱那个人。
And now here we have the problem.
现在我们有个问题了。
Our love has been so conditional.
我们的爱是这样的条件性。
But now let's look back and look up to God.
那我们再回头看看神。
God took the initiative to reach us while we were still sinners.
神主动的与我们和好，但我们还是罪人的时候。
While we were still hostile against Him.
当我们还是与神为敌的时候。
And God did this with great sacrifices and great costs.
神付上了最大的代价，最大的牺牲，为我们，要我们和好。
This is what that means.Christ died for us on the cross.
这就是耶稣基督为我们在十字架上来。
He did this for our sins, even we did not recognize him.
神为我们的罪死在耶稣为我们的罪死在十字架上，然后我们却不知道自己犯罪。
I really can't blame you because your love is conditional.
我无法怪你，因为你的爱是有条件性。
Because first of all, I can't blame myself. I'm just like yourself. I just like you.
我也不能怪我自己，我跟你们是一样的。
But however, also I know you cannot give what you don't have.
我们也无法给我们没有的。
If you don't have unconditional love, then it's very difficult for you to give others.
如果我们没有无条件的爱，我们也没办法把这个爱给别人。
You will feel yourself being a hypocrite.
你会想自己是个伪君子。
You just don't really love the other person, but you appear to be loving.
你其实真不是爱他，但是你好像是爱他。
But the good news is, you can have the unconditional love.
好消息是我们可以有这无条件的爱。
Because God has given us such unconditional love through Jesus.
因为神已经把耶稣基督那无条件的爱给了我们。
When you feel so hard to love, then you turn back to Jesus for love.
当我们无法爱人的时候，我们要看仰望神耶稣的爱。
Because God's love is so unconditional, He does not depend upon our will of seeking Him.
神的爱是这样的无条件，他并不因为我们决意追寻他。
God's love does not depend upon anyone.
神的爱是不靠任何一个人。
God does not ask our repentance to come first.
神也没有要求我们先回转再爱他。
And God's love does not depend upon our love in return.
神的爱也不是靠我们回应他的爱。
God just loves us.
神天然的自然的爱我。
This is absolutely simple. God is love.
这就是神是爱，就这么简单。
So we have here in this room many people who profess to be Christians and believe in Jesus.
我们当中有很多人承认自己是基督徒，而且相信神。
Yet there are only very few who have the absolute assurance that God loves me.
可是我们当中很多人，很少有人真正确定神真正的爱我。
We constantly complain that our lives in God's management are terrible and miserable.
我们常常抱怨神，我们的生命非常的miserable， 很困苦。
Our complaints constitute a major portion of our daily prayer.
我们的抱怨常常是我们每天祷告的内容。
And we doubt whether God has truly loved us.
我们怀疑神真的爱我吗？
Oh yeah, God loves me, but God loves me in a way that I must work harder to acquire His further attention.
神是啊，神爱我，但是我必须更加努力地得到神的欢喜。
Yeah, God listens to prayer, but not necessarily mine.
是啊，神听祷告，可是不见得听我的祷告啊。
Yeah, God forgives my sins.But I can still feel His curse some way in related to my sense of guilt.
是啊，神似乎饶恕了我罪，但是我心里仍旧有罪恶感。
No, 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 dear brothers and sisters, God loves you.
不不不，神确实爱你。
Unconditionally loves you.
没有条件的爱。
If you have any doubt about this, look upon the cross.
如果你有任何怀疑，请你再看看十字架。
Where God sent His Son Jesus who died for your sins while you were still sinners and hostile against God.
当你仍旧做罪人的时候，神差他的爱子为你的罪死在十字架上。
How could God save you when you are bad, and later he changes his mind because you are bad?
神怎么样能拯救你呢？因为你这么坏，他怎么是会不会改变心意不拯救你呢？
If God has any problem with your being bad, he will never die for your sins on the cross.
如果神对你不好，有任何问题的话，他不会为你死在十字架上。
Yes, 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 dear brothers and sisters.
是的，是的，是的，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
Whenever you have doubts about God's love for you, look upon the cross.
当你怀疑神对你的爱的时候，请你再看看十字架。
Where you will find the internal mark of God's love for you.
在那里你可以找到神爱你永恒的记号。
Some of you will say this here right now in your heart.
在我们当中，我们心里有人可能这样想。
Okay, I know now God loves man.
我现在知道神爱世人。
And God is great.
神很伟大。
But how can I know God loves me?
我怎么知道神爱我呢
？But you must mean you are no man, right? 你的意思大概是说你不是人类。
难道你说你不是人吗
？God loves the world in general, but does God love me in particular?
神爱世人，但是神是不是单单的爱我呢
？Oh yes, God loves you in particular.
是的，神单单的爱你。
Two reasons.
两个原因。
God judges every individual sin in every single detail.
神审判每一个人的罪，在每一样细节他都要审判。
Likewise, God forgives every individual who receives his offer of reconciliation.
同样的，神饶恕每一个人，单单的饶恕你，当你接受他的拯救。
If God judges by individuals, he loves by individuals as well.
神既然按个人审判你，也要按个人接受他来爱你。
Secondly, Jesus said, I call my sheep by each sheep's name.
第二，就是耶稣说我按他们的名字呼召我的羊。
Jesus knows the name of Peter.
耶稣知道彼得的名字。
Jesus knows the name of Zacchaeus.
耶稣知道撒该亚斯。
撒该。
撒该。
I may pronounce it wrong.The name of Nathanael. And Jesus knows you by name as well.
耶稣也知道你的名字。
Others of you will say this to me, alright?
也许你们其中有人会这样对我说。
God loves unconditionally.
神无条件的爱我们。
But he gave this unconditional love only to those who believe in him.
但是他把他的爱只给了那信他的人。
Isn't that a condition?
那不是一个条件吗？
You are not wrong to think this way.
你这样想不是太错。
God offers the way of reconciliation to the whole world, but only those who believe are saved.
神是把和好的福音传给世界每一个人，世人只有那接受的人得着。
However, let's think again the meaning of reconciliation.
我要再想一想，和好是什么意思？
God removes his own enmity and separation from man through Jesus who died on the cross.
神借着耶稣基督死在十字架上，除去了我们对神的愤怒，我们对神的敌意。
But he does not necessarily remove the enmity of man against himself.
刚才翻错了。刚才神是借着耶稣基督在十字架上把神对人的敌意除掉了，但并不见得是把人对神的敌意除去了。
That's why we preach God's gospel to exhort man to reconcile with God.
这就是为什么我们要把传福音给人，让人与神和好。
Hey, sinners.
Hey, 我们都是罪人吗？
God wants to reconcile with you.
神要与你和好。
Are you willing to reconcile with him?
你愿意与神和好吗？
Faith is not a real condition for God's love.
信心不是接受神爱必要条件。
信心本质不是一个条件。
信心 ，OK.
But a means of man to experience God's love.
是神经历人经历神的一个方式，以信心来经历神的爱。
God does not love you because you believe in him.
神并不因为你相信他而更爱你。
But unless through believing in him, you do not have this love.
但是如果你不相信神，你就没办法领受神的爱。
God has loved you and called you to believe in him.
神已经呼召了你，也叫你来爱他。
But let you and I look upon the cross together.
那我们一起看着耶稣基督的十字架。
I'm no better man than any one of you that deserves God's love.
我不比你们中间任何一个人更配得神的爱。
But I can have perfect assurance of God's love for me.
但我可以确定神爱我的确据。
Because I look upon the cross.
当我看着十字架的时候。
I see Jesus, my Savior, die.
我看到耶稣，我的救主。
For my sin,
为我的罪死。
While I was still hostile against him.
当我还做罪人与神为敌的时候，基督为我死了。
Even after I believed in Jesus, I had moments of rebellion against him.
甚至在我接受耶稣、相信耶稣以后，我仍旧背逆神，仍旧不喜欢神。
I avoid him. I forget about him.
我逃避神，我忘记神。
I pursue my own happiness.
我为自己追求幸福。
I manipulate all the blessings of God to worship myself.
我以神的祝福当作我自己的敬拜。
I live in God's love, but I never appreciate Him.
我住在神的爱中却不感恩。
Yet God called me back to Him again and again.
然而神一而再、再而三地呼召我们回到他的跟前。
God restored me by giving me the Scripture.And faith in Scripture.
神用神的话语来restore
来恢复
来
挽
回我，
挽回我。
神
也给我相信神话语的信心。
神也赐下信心使我相信。
That makes me look upon the cross.
使我看着十字架。
Unto which God poured out His love.
就在十字架上，神把他的爱倾倒下来。
And there I can know this love is for me.
在那儿我们可以知道这个十字架的爱是为了我。
And God's love for us in Jesus Christ is so primary, so precious, and so wonderful.
神借着耶稣基督的爱是这样的伟大，这样的奇妙，这样的
宝贵。
宝贵。
That God hates to distract our eyes with other secondary loves.
神就是这样爱我们，爱到嫉妒我们爱其他的东西。
不是，是上帝不希望我们把注意力放到其他次等的爱。
是 ，Okay, sorry.
God really wants you to understand how much He has loved you.
神确确实实希望我们知道神多么的爱我们。
The love given to you through the work of reconciliation completed through Jesus Christ.
爱因着与我们和好赐下来的爱，是的，在基督耶稣里的爱。
God wants you to know this love better than any other kind of love.
神希望你确实明白这样的爱，胜过其他的爱。
Sometimes in order to build your faith, God blessed you with many secondary loves.
有的时候，为了只让你知道神爱你，神让你祝福你，其他不等的爱来祝福你。
That you can start to see God's care for you.
你可以看见从他们身上看见神爱你的方式。
Yeah, for example, I really wanted to marry a girl so badly.
其实我譬如我是确确实实想一个女子结婚的时候。
And I pray, and God answered that prayer.
我祷告，神应允了我的祷告。
And so I know God cares for me.
这样我就知道神关怀我。
But eventually, God wants me to know a love better than this.
神其实要我知道更深的爱。
In some other time, in order to bring attention back to the primary love that God has provided for you.
有些时候神要我们回到他那个最终的爱里头。
God must ordain frustrations, difficulties, and sufferings in your life.
神必须把困难、挫折、生儿子的困苦降到你的身上。
But for you who have faith in God, you know in every condition that God loves you.
当你有 对神有信心的时候，在任何的情况下，你知道神爱你。
And your faith shall not be swayed by superficial difficulties or by the lies of Satan.
你的信心不能够因着环境的困难或者是魔鬼的障碍而挪移。
You who have given your life to Jesus and live as his disciple.
我们已经把我们的生命献给神，相信神，做他的门徒。
You know that Jesus Christ is the most precious gift of God that has ever happened to your life.
我们要知道，耶稣基督是我们一生最宝贵的礼物。
Therefore, even in time of difficulties, you will turn to Christ alone for your comfort, for your strength, and for your hope.
因此，在我们在困境中，我们要转向耶稣。耶稣是我们的帮助，耶稣是我们的盼望。
For some of you who have little faith in God and evaluate God's love for you according to your current well-being.
在我们当中，我们有很多小信的人，我们以我们现在的环境来衡量神对我的爱。
Let me exhort you with this message.
让我们勉励你，以这样信息来勉励
你。If you have misunderstood, if you have understood God's love for you,Through giving you Jesus Christ.
如果你了解神爱你是透过耶稣基督的爱来爱你
You will find everything happening in your lives, including both good and bad, to be made for your good.
你会发现，不管你生命中好的事、坏的事，都是为你的好处。
God loves you, and He wants to give you the best.
神爱你，神要把最好的给你。
So he ordains your life as such.
神要把最好的爱给你，所以神这样的计划你的生命。
When you turn to God for love and make Jesus Christ the first concern of your lives, God will open up your eyes to see the pleasant, good, and perfect will of God for your lives.
当你打开你的生命，以耶稣基督为你的最爱的时候，神会把他一切的好处都给你，使你看见。
神会使你看见他对你生命中美善纯全的旨意。Nothing is incidental and nothing is meaningless.
没有一样是意外的，没有一样是没有意义的。
You have a wonderful plan in, you have a wonderful plan of life in Jesus Christ.
在基督里，你有一个完美的计划。
Now let's come back.
让我们再回到。
That person whom you have the broken relationship with.
那我们再回到我们跟刚才那个人有断绝或者是破裂关系那个人前。
That person is truly a part of God's plan for your life.
那个人也是神对你生命中的一部分计划。
Yeah, God knows you so much, so God must put that person beside you.
神清楚地了解你，神必须把那个人放在你身边。
God loves you so much, yeah, so that's why he has to expose the broken relationship between you.
神真的很爱你，神让你知道你们之间有破裂关系。
God uses that person to remind you how wonderful Jesus Christ is for you.
神可能用那人让你知道耶稣基督爱你是多么深。
Can you be reminded?
你可以想到吗？
If you know God loves so much,Through Jesus, you will find a greater motive to pray for the person you have problem with.
你知道吗？当你知道耶稣这样的爱你，你就有动力为那个人祷告。
Perhaps you will pray for reconciliation between two of you.
也许你为你们彼此的和好祷告。
Just like the same way how God reconciled Himself with you.
就像神与我们和好一样。
Perhaps you will pray for a forgiving heart on your part.
也许你会为我们自己祷告，求我们自己有饶恕的心。
And confess your heart being not so good in your bitterness.
向神认罪，认我们的心是充满了苦毒。
And while you are praying, while you are not so good,
当我们祷告，我们还不是好的时候，不这么好的时候。
God gently listen to our prayer, be with us, and forgive you in, when He is listening to your prayer.
神仍旧听我们的祷告，神仍旧饶恕了我们。
Why don't you ask for God's love to feel in your heart that you may forgive that person while that person is not so good?
为什么不求神把他的爱充满我们的心，让我们能够饶恕对方， 和与对方和好。
So today you have a mission from God.
现在我想我们今天有一个使命，从神来的使命。
Spread the good news of reconciliation to that person.
传扬那和好的福音给那个人。
Reconcile with that person.
与那人和好。
And invite that person to reconcile with God.
也邀请那个人与神和好。
Let me finish my sermon with 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18.
让我们翻到哥林多后书第五章第十八节，来做今天讲章的结束。
The scripture says,
这样说，
All this is from God,
一切都是出于神，
who through Christ reconciled us to himself,
他借着基督使我们与他自己和好，
and gave us the ministry of reconciliation.
又将劝人与他和好的福音的福职分赐给我们。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear God, Father.
亲爱的父神。
We know you are God of love.
我们知道你是爱。
Yeah, we cannot fully sense it.
我们没有办法完全体会。
For we ourselves never know what love is about. The idea of love is not registered in our minds. And Lord, help us to understand. Help us to understand why you could overcome the enmity between you and us.
也帮助我们了解神怎样胜过人与神之间的敌意呢？
Help us to understand how come you would send your own son Jesus for us.
让我们了解为什么你差遣你的爱子耶稣基督呢？
While we did not recognize you.
当我们仍旧做罪人不认识你的时候。
While we stand hostile against you.
当我们与你为敌的时候。
While we avoid you.
我们逃避你的时候。
While we forget you.
我们忘了你的时候。
Help us understand how could you reach us at the first place.
让我们了解你怎样爱我们。
And help us understand what made you to bear such a great sacrifices.
让我们领会你为什么为我们付这样大的代价。
To bear the pain for us.
为我们的罪承担了所有的痛苦。
While we did not appreciate.
我们并不感激你。
And yet, Lord, we thank you for this act of reconciliation that has been done for us.
感谢你为我们的过犯，为我们的和好献上了这么大的代价。
Thank you for doing this first, that.We may gradually understand and grasp the meaning of love.
感谢你先爱了我们，让我们渐渐的也能够了解爱你。
And Lord, forgive us. We have done all these things in vain.
主啊，再一次的求你饶恕我们，我们所做的都是枉然的。
We have complained so much about other people.
我们不断的抱怨别人。
Yet we do not know you have.Lavished your love upon us. We have utilized our own strengths to fight for love. Yeah, we never understand that love is given, it's a gift. And Lord, forgive us, we have manipulated love so much.
主啊，饶恕我们，我们把爱这样的扭曲了。
That we are so far away from love.
我们却离真爱是这么远。
And Lord, would you please open up our eyes today?
求你开我们属灵的眼睛，
that、
知道爱。
We may see Jesus, our Savior, died on the cross for us.
我们看见耶稣基督死在十字架上来。
By this, you have shown us your love.
借着耶稣基督在十字架上的死，你向我们显明了你的爱。
And by this, you have taught us what love is truly about.
也借着十字架的爱，你教我们怎样相爱。
Oh Lord, we do not know how to deal with ourselves.
我们不知道自己该怎么办。
Yet we know you came to save us.
我们知道你来拯救我们。
And by calling you our Lord and Savior, we are willing to offer ourselves for your salvation.
当我们说你是我的主，我的神，我们其实把我们自己献上。
Would you please do whatever you see fit to fix us?
求你按你的旨意，你来成就、雕塑我们、成全我们。
To heal us.
来医治我们。
Not only us, but also others who are around us.
不但我们自己也医治那些在我们周遭的人。
Would you please make our life a real gospel?
使我们的生命成为真正的福音。
Make our lives a good news to ourselves and to other people.
使我们的生命是一个真正大好的消息，与别人的好。
Would you please continue speaking to our hearts?
求你继续与我们的心说话。
That our hearts may be continuous drawing back to you.
让我们的心能够再一次的归向你。
Listen to this ceaseless prayer in Jesus' name.
求你听我们这不住的祷告，奉耶稣的名。
Amen. God bless you.
神祝福大家。